Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos. We started the fourth parak, and in the context of the fourth parak of Shaar HaBitachon, the author of the Chovos HaLevavos had set up a certain series of understandings of how you can find Bitachon everywhere within your lives. So I think the first place, says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, where one can practice and see Bitachon are in the issues that involve his or her body alone. In other words, just understanding that human beings have a basic need for food, dress, and shelter. These things in life are not considered extras. They're things that we just basically need. But we need to also come to an understanding that these basic things that we need come with a bitachon, that we trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of our basic needs. That doesn't mean that it's always equal, and it doesn't mean that every person winds up with the same type of need being filled. Instead, what the author of the Chovos HaLevavos is trying to teach us is the understanding that each of us needs to understand that Hu Nosein Lechem L'chol Basar, that He is Poseach Es Yadech U'Masbia L'chol Chai Ratzon, each one in accord to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that he needs. And if we have a trust in that, then we have an ability to proceed. So the Chovos HaLevavos says, how do you express that? How do you express an understanding that you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in it, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with it? So the answer is, we come to an understanding and develop a self-esteem that no one controls us, that it's all from Hashem. You know, sometimes we walk through life saying to ourselves, well, we have to be careful to say or not to say because the other person is going to control us, a boss, or this, or that. We let people step over us because we have no choice, because the person controls us. If a person comes to an understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boss over what you're going to make, He's going to make sure that you make it when you make it. Sometimes we get involved in competition in business, and we say to ourselves, if I go ahead and get out the other person, I will make more money. That is not necessarily the case. You make what you're supposed to make. A person knows that his needs are set aside, except for certain hotzos, the amount that you give for Talmud Torah, for yeshiva. That, of course, doesn't come off what you're supposed to make. So if you make sure to pay your yeshiva tuition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that the deal is squared when a person goes ahead and makes sure that the foods that he spends for Simchas Yantif, not to be a glutton about it, but to express a little bit more because it's Yantif, because there's an opportunity, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come and take away from the amount that's set aside for you to make every single day of the year. But to be limited in who you're dealing with, to be limited in how you're going to make money, it's not going to make a difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that if you're following the path that He wants you to follow, and you're doing things in a way that is nimsachem b'seichel tov b'nei Elokim v'adam, right? Then you can be sure that b'marom yelamdu aleihem ve'aleinu zchus, right? That in Shemayim they're going to make sure to learn and to be mezaka us in the process. But Matzio Solomon jumps off on a side point over here, and he says, look, we have a question that we have to ask ourselves in life. Is bitachon what we call something that is a demonstrative mitzvah, like putting on a pair of tefillin, like lighting Shabbos candles? They're active demonstrative mitzvahs. Or is it more of a chovas halev? Is it more of an obligation of the heart? There's no activity. To me, that's a very interesting question to ask, because by definition, we know that the Torah says about Moshe Rabbeinu when he was on top of the mountain during the battle of Amalek, we're told that it says, Vayhi adav emuna ad boker, that Moshe's hands were a source of emuna. It wasn't his head, it wasn't his heart, it wasn't his lips moving in prayer, it was his hands. Emuna is, by definition, bitachon is, by definition, something that we demonstrate. And so, quoting the Chazon Ish of Matisyo, Solomon says that no, he thinks that bitachon is a active mitzvah, a mitzvah that one demonstrates by action. How so, says the Chazon Ish? How we act is an expression of what we believe in. Says Rav Matisyo, what the Chazon Ish needs us to understand is that when we proceed doing what Hashem expects us to do, instead of giving in to a particular emergency that we determine, a horasha that we determine, because we are deciding that that's the that this is the opportunity of a lifetime, that we chip in and slide in and act in a manner that's not consistent with the values of the Torah, so then we're also not displaying proper bitachon. On the other side of it, when we say to ourselves, that's beneath me, even though I'll make a particular buck, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns around and says, you are displaying bitachon, you are actively doing bitachon. When you say to yourself, I know I have to do X or Y or Z, but I also have to be actively involved in tefillah at this moment in time, you are displaying a certain degree of bitachon. You are choosing to go to do this mitzvah, to go do this tefillah b'tzibur when Bezras Hashem will get the opportunity, instead of losing out within the process. So, when we are thinking about the most basic way we interact with Hashem, every single thing we're doing every day, it would be a good idea for each of us to spend the day choosing different examples where we chose something, and just asking ourselves, when I went through this experience today, did I go through the experience and become aware of Hashem in the process? Am I sure that I brought God into my actions of every day? If that is, then we are the heroes of bitachon, and we will be able to go ahead and achieve great things as a result of that bitachon. And so therefore, we take bitachon in the process and make it something active, and something that will be there to be active and relied upon every single day of our entire lives. Have a wonderful and terrific day.